For joining today call. So, as you can see, the agenda it's the continuation for previous call and to continue working on the draft report. However, this time, as you can see, maybe in the action items, we get a new clean version and with the help from Bernard. And we will review it today. So you can see that it's shorter than previous version, and the recommendation were kind of, let's say, rewarded, rephrased, to make them more clear. So I guess we can move to that that part of the agenda. Is it possible to share the Google Doc and Adobe Connect?
Coming up.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. So what we will try to do today is to solve, to review the recommendation and to solve the comments, and based it on some discussion in the mailing list, I think we can accept several of those amendments. We got kind of a short time window since we were aiming from the beginning to submit by the coming plenary, which I think is by the end of this month, and we have to submit 1 week prior to it. So we'll try to solve as much as possible in the call, hopefully, and then try to make a call, I think, for consensus in order to get that submitted in due time to the plenary. Okay. So, let's go to the recommendation first, I think. In recommendation one, there was some comments regarding two diversity elements. One about physical disability and diverse skills. And so I think what recalling from the discussion in the mailing list, I think we can keep those wording first, because for example, for diverse skills, that's what we use it in the questionnaire, and also the same for physical disability. And in fact, we had kind of a back and forth discussion about that one. So, if I'm not mistaken, we can keep this and solve them. Any comment on this or any question? Okay, see that Julie is agreeing with that. Okay. I assume that we can keep them as it is now. Okay, moving to the next recommendation. And the addition here in recommendation number two is in relation to mentioning that the charter and the ICANN bylaws and okay, and I think that's an acceptable amendment here. And also we have another edit here to add diversity criteria. Okay. Any comment on this one? Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
It's very, very pedantic, but I just, I think it's a good amendment. The only thing I'd say is we don't need the inverted or we don't need the inverted commas around diversity criteria in the brackets, because we're really sort of just defining that term in that way. So I'd just take out the inverted commas. Thanks. So just to clarify what I mean, is that understandable what I'm suggesting?
I was going to ask if you can clarify a little bit.
Right.
I kind of missed it. What do you mean by inverted?
Okay. So it's saying at the moment, applicable to each of its levels, including leadership, bracket, inverted commas, diversity criteria, inverted commas, bracket. I'm saying we don't need the inverted commas there. Just the bracket. It's very pedantic, I know.
Understood. Okay, it's kind of small. It's correct. I mean, I think it's set to open. Oh, no problem here. Okay. Okay, we can do that. Just to, in terms of efficiency, Bernie, can you make the edits in, in real time? So to not miss those kind of comments while we try to go through, I mean, if you have access to the Google Doc. Okay, thanks. Okay, any comment on the recommendation? Okay. So we can move to the next one, recommendation number 3. And here I think, it's also small edit, just to kind of strike define a diversity criteria and just putting diversity criteria only. Are people fine with this warning or this recommendation? Okay. See that surely okay with that. Same for Julie. Okay. Thanks, guys. So for this one, I think we can accept those changes. Moving to recommendation number 4. Again, I think just replacing diversity. Diversity by, let's see, the diversity criteria. Okay, so adding diversity criteria here. Let me check if it's not changing the meaning or adding a new one. So, publish. We have each SOAC group should use the information from their initial assessment, define and publish on their official website their diversity criteria, objectives, and strategy for achieving this, as well as the timeline for doing so. Okay, so we added here diversity criteria, because before just we were like putting diversity objectives. So I think that added newest expectation, but I don't think that changed too much in the meaning or the intent of this recommendation. So are we fine with this small edit? Okay. Okay, I think we are fine with this recommendation number 4. The next for recommendation number 5, that's just editorial change. But as we are fine with this new, the whole new wording of this recommendation. Okay. Good. Moving now to recommendation number 6. So it's also a small edit here, just adding the term related. Let's become I can should also identify staff or community resources that can assist SOAC or other component of the community with diversity related activities and strategies. Okay, as you said, kind of just editorial. I guess we can accept this one too. Okay. So recommendation number 7, there was no any edit, but simply here we are saying ICANN staff should develop and publish process for dealing with diversity complaints and issues. So it's kind of in new wording for recommendation. I think to elaborate more into the implementation. But just to check here, are you okay with this one? Oh, I see that. Yeah, yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Sorry, I meant to put a tick, not my hand. Sorry, Rafi.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so I guess here we are just recommending that we should have a process to deal with the complaint. I think this is a good one. This is not just about adding strategies, objectives, and so on, but also how we handle complaints related to diversity. Okay, going to recommendation number 8, and this is more, I think, the most elaborated one, and it's related really to, say, the previous idea of having diversity office, but here to be more kind of detailed about the different requirements and the expectation of such role. So, what it says, it's ICANN staff should support the capture, analysis, and communication of diversity information in the following ways. Create a diversity section in the ICANN website. Gather and maintain the all relevant diversity information in one place. Produce an annual diversity report for ICANN based on all the annual information and provide a global analysis of trends. And we have a new edit here and recommendation for improvement where appropriate. This should also include some form of reporting of diversity complaints. Include diversity information derived from annual diversity report in the ICANN annual report. Okay. So, let's check the one thing. So here we have an addition. With regard to the annual report, it's not just to provide an analysis, but also recommendation and improvement where appropriate. And this is will come from the staff. Just I want really to double check if you are fine with this suggestion, knowing how sometimes can be really sensitive in that regard for some part of the community that kind of, let's say, the staff will tell the community how what to should do in terms of status. But think there was kind of there is support maybe for this recommendation in general and okay, I see that Judy is in the yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Thanks. Actually, you raised a good point that when I initially looked at this, I that aspect of it hadn't occurred to me. So what you're questioning with this last change by adding and recommendations for improvement where appropriate is whether, since this is a staff action, whether that's really an appropriate thing for staff to be doing. it's really more the community that should be developing the recommendations. So I guess is that the concern that you're expressing, Rafiq, in which case I think you've made a very good point. Perhaps that's not an appropriate thing for staff to be doing.
Thanks, Judy. Okay, I see that Sabrina is in the queue, but just before that, I want to say maybe we can suggest that, to avoid any kind of concern here, is that the community maybe work with staff in terms of recommendation, but okay, just maybe before elaborating more on this, let's give the floor to Ben. I think he wants to comment here. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Well, I mean, if you think about it, technically in the previous recommendations, we've got the SOs and ACs actually taking on that job of making recommendations for improvements. And so maybe what this could be, and I fully understand your comment, and actually upon thinking about it while you're talking about it, I think that's very applicable. Maybe a slight change which would make this actually okay is of trends. So it's provide information on the recommendations from the SOs and ACs as opposed to staff making recommendations, because this is a section about capturing and analyzing information on diversity, and we're asking the SOs and ACs in the previous recommendations to make recommendations to improve their stuff. So if we just do a slight wording tweak here, with respect to the recommendations, then it's about capturing and reporting on the recommendations that are coming out of the SOs and ACs, if that would solve people's problems with this.
Thanks, Bernie. Can you type that in the Arabic Connect chat just to capture it and see that Judy is in the queue? Please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. I've put some suggested text in the chat. I've said my suggestion is we say and provide a global analysis of trends and summarize community recommendations for improvement where appropriate. Does that work?
Okay, so thanks, Judy. So and here, like the staff will help the community to summarize the recommendation, but just to be sure, where the community is, how I'd say, I'm trying to double check that the community is providing the recommendation. So we need to ensure we have a recommendation that the community is providing the recommendation. Okay, I see that Sebastian is disagreeing here. Maybe Sebastian, if you want to explain what are your concerns. Yes, please go ahead. Sebastian, please go ahead. I'm not sure if you are muted, but we cannot hear you. Okay.
Okay, Sebastian wishes to take the floor on the French channel.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes, please go ahead.
I'm sorry, I need you to stay silent. I don't entirely disagree with the proposal that's been made. But last week, we discussed this in writing, and I think it would be useful to have some kind of definition. I know there's people on holidays, so it's hard to reach a consensus. As regards the role of diversity, I think we should ensure that recommendations are made independently. And I'm not entirely sure that this proposal comes from the right people. So I think I know I'm late in reading the proposal. I know Dalila made this proposal, but she's on holidays. And I'm late in commenting the proposal she made, but I would still like to suggest that we implement a more independent role in making these recommendations. I think we should make sure we're following her original proposal. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. Okay, so so I'm trying to understand here. I think what Sebastian, the point he's making is, I think he's coming back to the idea of diversity office. I think he was talking about Dalila here. So this is kind of my interpretation. So I'm not sure either if I understood correctly. Maybe just to clarify here that we had a discussion back and forth in regard to this recommendation. And I think what many had concerns are that we are kind of jumping into a specific solution or a specific implementation, while we should more elaborate in terms of the requirements. And so we tried here, as we can, different bullet points is to describe different kind of, I'd say, role, not role, but comments for such role. With regard to the cultural analysis on the communication regarding diversity. So the implementation can be different. I'd say other than having a specific office, but to satisfy those kind of requirements, and that's where we are trying to elaborate. So this is my understanding here. Yeah, I think Sebastian wants to comment again. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian, speaking. I don't know if it's the issue of the language. When you are in a different language channel, you have, you know, the interpreter, and I know that they do their jobs real well, but I don't quite understand what has not been understood in my message. I understand what is written. I understand that Cheryl says that it didn't have any traction. Yes, I agree. But those who proposed it still consider that it could be a good solution. This is the interpreter. I'm not hearing Sebastian. I wonder if he dropped. So we need to make sure that we gather data, that we make proposals, and what we are saying is that the staff is going to do this. So I understand that some people think that it is the staff's job. However, others do consider that this element is important enough that it should be part of the things that are organized independently from the ICANN staff, with their help, their support, but independently. That is why we have this diversity office. That is the main idea. So again, if there are issues understanding each other, I can speak in English, but I don't believe it is the issue. I don't believe understanding is the issue. I think that there is a solution, and I remain convinced that the solution should be an independent approach. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sébastien. Fortunately, I mean, you are going here through an interpreter. I think understood you directly if you would speak in French. Okay, so if I understand correctly, you are really kind of here emphasizing that we should have an independent structure here, diversity office, independent from the staff, to do all those tasks. Okay, so when we say independent, I mean, this is kind of really, let's say, different things. So we'll try first to describe different roles or requirements we are expecting. But here you are talking about independent, which is kind of the nature of whatever structure, or I'm not sure who will handle this. So it's kind of different kind of discussion that let's see how we can settle it easy, but let's discuss it anyway. Yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. I think, you know, I partly agree with Sébastien and partly disagree. I certainly agree with him saying that the recommendations need to be independent, and that is coming from the community. And I think that's what the amended words that I've suggested are intending to capture, that all that the staff are doing is gathering up the recommendations that the community have already made and simply summarising them. The staff are certainly not making recommendations. However, you won't be surprised to hear that I do disagree with the proposal of a diversity office. I think that's not a proposal that is going to be well received in the community. It's resource intensive. I think simply proposing the staff role, as Bernie has put in this recommendation, is the way to go. And I guess I know a number of people support the idea of a diversity office. A number don't. So I'm not sure how we resolve it, but I think that we have to head in the direction of a recommendation that we think is going to receive community support in the plenary and then more broadly in the SOs and ACs. Thanks.
Thanks, Judy. Okay, so maybe just trying to, let's say, to divide the issues here. I think if we talk a lot about diversity, office has kind of become kind of contentious point, and there was a lot of concern that we are talking about a specific solution. So let's put that aside for now. When I hear that it should be an independent role, I think that something we can agree on it is that we need something like independent from the staff, because we want that whoever, those kind of, maybe it's, I'm not sure how we can call them. If it's independent and not staff, we need to find a new wording without talking about office, because that's imply a specific specific solution. Maybe we can say an independent role. Not sure even we can use the word structure, because that can imply some the office somehow. So kind of find this define this independent entity that will handle all those tasks independently, separately from the staff. If that's the concern, that you want those to be done in the way that's not doesn't involve the staff, if that's the concern. So, yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Thanks. I wasn't agreeing with that concept. I think what we're trying to do is define the way in which we see staff supporting diversity activities. It is a staff role. It's not. I don't agree that it's an end role. I think it's the way we want staff to help us, and that's how it should be presented using this wording. So I don't agree with the concept of independent. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Cherie. So I understand that there is disagreement about having an independent role, office, or anything else, but you are asking that it should be that doing this role. Trying to think here how we can solve this. To find kind of consensus, because if we are in a situation that there is kind of, we don't have, I'd say, a rough consensus, it will be really complicated to put this recommendation. So we need to find a way how we can, to find a common ground, and understanding the concern from each side. Okay, so let's again try to divide. So for example, let's say create a diversity section in the ICANN website. I guess that something will be done by staff anyway. So, and also, for example, gathering data and maintain them. That, in fact, is the staff doing that already. So are we kind of to ask to duplicate the work, or so, you know, kind of try to think here. But in the meantime, I see that Cheryl raised her hand and she was in the queue. Cheryl, you wanted to comment?
Thanks, Rafika. Cheryl, for the record. Look, I really must reiterate that we've heard their proposal for independent office, etc. It is, in many of our views, mine included, not a proposal that will get sufficient traction in the either the plenary or of course when we take this to the chartering organisations, and I for one would rather get a whole lot of very good recommendations through, and remembering that this is part of a continuous improvement program, you know, these are debates that can continue on, and who knows, may very well get sufficient traction to be implemented later. I think the independence of the recommendations being clearly those from community is annotated accurately in the, or sorry, should I say, with the new text that Julie supplied earlier on in chat, and which, if you add the plus ones and support for, got considerable traction as a suitable edit. If we go back to try and rediscuss how we can wedge in a concept of an office at this point in time, I personally would suggest it is a rabbit hole that could very well delay some aspects of the rest of our work, and that worries me deeply. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Yuri. Okay, yes, Verna, please go ahead.
Unfortunate we're still discussing this. When I started writing these, I thought we had gone through this a number of times and enough times. But I guess I was wrong. The other point I will simply remind people are, one, given where we are in the timeline, the reality is that we can only do one public consultation on this. And therefore, we should try to aim for things that will get traction, as discussed by Julie and Cheryl, because anything that gets seriously rejected will cause a problem and will come back to the group, and you're going to have to decide some very hard decisions when these things bounce. It is my estimate that these things, as Julie and Cheryl have said, that these things will not, the idea of a diversity office will not make it through at some point, and that is just the reality of the thing. So, and as far as independence is concerned, it's only the SOs and the ACs themselves that decide what strategies and objectives they are creating to increase their diversity. They're supported by staff. So I really don't understand the notion of the fact that staff, whose only job in this, specifically in Recommendation 8, is to gather up all that information and publish it in a workable fashion that is a reflection, direct reflection, of what has been proposed by the SOs and ACs, removes independence. I'm sorry, I don't see.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. Is there Sebastian is in the queue? Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian speaking. Well, I think there is a disagreement at this point. I don't think we understand each other, so we need to work on that. But what I would suggest is that you move forward with the text as you have it. I would like to reiterate that there are a certain number of people within the community who also agree with it, but so be it. If there are things that you don't understand as to why we are trying to put forward some proposals, it means that we need to continue to debate on this. But I think it will be for later. It will be at the time when we move to ICANN, to a later ICANN, to a future ICANN. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian. So if I understand correctly here, so I understand that you are disagreeing, but I guess we can continue with this text and also adding the changes proposed by Julie to clarify that new part. If there are part of the community who are supporting such office, I think they will have a time during the plenary and public consultation to express their thoughts. And then as a subgroup, we can respond to that. So yeah, we are trying here to find kind of common ground, that consensus, based recommendation that we can share with the whole community, and we will take any input. So we are trying to make a progress anyway, so let's see how things will go for you. Okay. So, sorry, Judy, can you please write down again your proposal? I think that was kind of lost, because we had this discussion again about the office, so just to not kind of lose that. And trying to clarify here if we are fine with this proposal. Okay, so I think that's, oh, Bernard said, let's end summarize community recommendation for improvement. Okay, so that's the one. Are we okay with this edit? Okay. Thanks. Then I ask you, access before, please make the changes and in the document. Moving to the next. Okay. so. So sorry, Bernard, just to ask you here again, because I was a little bit confused, because you had the executive summary and you tried to go through that quickly for the recommendation, and also you put this in new section to replace existing recommendation section. Can you just clarify? It sounds like it's it's duplication somehow.
Yes, it is. It was just trying to get ahead of it if the group felt it was worth including these recommendations in the report. But the second half is has exactly the same recommendations as the first half.
Yes. So, as a reminder, it kind of in this document we kind of removed a lot of the stuff that was in the document. So it's kind of we really reduce it just to the list of the recommendations. So we are not, for example, having the text about describing the element of diversity and so on. So this kind of, that's a really concise draft.
Graphic?
Yes. Yes, Judy. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, Rafik. My understanding of this document is that it is simply proposing new text for the executive summary and new text for the final section of the report, but it's not suggesting that it delete all of the rest of the report. This is just the new text that we now need to roll into the report that we have by replacing the executive summary and replacing what was called the recommendations section with a section called conclusions and recommendations. That's my interpretation of this document. Is that correct, Bernie? It's not deleting all of that other stuff that we've worked on for such a long time. Thanks.
Oh, no. As I said when I spoke a few minutes ago, this is just, and as agreed last week, I only worked on the recommendations. And this is just to show what it could look like, just from the recommendations point of view. What if this is accepted by the group, then this needs to be integrated into the full document. This is not a replacement for the full document in any way, shape, or form.
Thanks. Thanks, Tony, for the clarification. I was kind of puzzled myself, but... okay, so... what we should do, so we have 15 minutes. We went through the recommendation and we made the edit. So we will take those kind of this new version of the recommendation and add them to the previous draft, probably creating a new version. It will be version number 5. And to create a clean version and share it the group for review, and making a call for consensus regarding the recommendations. Since that's, I think, where we have probably a risk of disagreement. So to see if we are we are agreeing on the recommendation. Good question, Shirin. So, Bernard, what's the exact deadline for the next plenary for submitting documents?
One moment, I'll confirm exactly. So the plenary is being held on 30 August, 0500, and therefore documents are due on the 23rd of August, 2359.
Okay, thanks. That gives us around 14 days to go through that. So if we can get new clean version by Monday, and we have a consensus call, and things go smoothly, I guess we can make it. Otherwise, we will have to rework on any area of disagreement before submitting to the plenary. So. Guys, do you think that's doable? So we can try. I mean, we missed it last time. We put an optimistic deadline that we should submit something by Johannesburg meeting. We missed that, but I think since we spend time during summer in the North Hemisphere, and so many of us are in holidays to work on this, so we should kind of keep the momentum and try to submit by August. So, okay, let me check with Fiona. Unfortunately, she didn't join us because she's feeling sick, and work with her in the clean version. So we prepared, in fact, a clean version that we shared with Bernie so he can work on the recommendation. We can replace with the new version of the recommendation and share the new draft in Monday. Okay, I think there is support that we have to aim for the next 10 minutes. Any other suggestions in terms of process here? I want really to be sure that that we are following here the process and letting everyone expressing either endorsement or not of the draft that we want to make. Okay, I think that's it for the recommendation. So any other business, anything else that you want to raise or discuss? So, before joining the call, I want just to make a comment. So, I want to thank the co-chairs of CCWG for approving that we get back till the end of this month. So, we have this this service from the next calls, and we should use this them as much as possible. Okay. I guess we can adjourn the call for today. Thanks everyone for attending, and thanks for the discussion. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rafiq. Thanks, Bernie.